Publishing houses in the country. He had it all. Social skills, humor, thousands of followers on Instagram, a fit body in a close-knit social circle of guys of similar age, hobbies, and careers. Then she came onto the scene. Perhaps one could call her the antagonist in this story. The character who represented evil love. The one who would destroy a perfectly lovely life full of hopeful youth, and the one who pulled down the guy into a gray, boring everyday routine. But everything would change when the first new lifestyle proved to be a blessing rather than a curse. With a director like Kirsten Abramson and a producer like Stefan Ackerman, the budget for this film was just over 20 million SEK, and the plan was to have this on the big screen in the biggest cinemas around the Nordic region. Right at the center of this circus was Malin, a 25-year-old woman from a mid-sized city. For her, it had been the dream of a lifetime to get to do this sort of film. Just out of acting school, she had struck lucky and landed herself with a prominent role like this straight away. She was the one who would get to play the considerate, loving, however slightly mediocre girl in the film. A significant supporting role, lots at stake. Perhaps the start of a fantastic career as a popular actress, or maybe the beginning of a horrible belly flop. Malin couldn't help but wonder why they had chosen her. The tutors at acting school had clearly explained that life outside the walls of the school would involve endless auditions and receiving rejection letters. Many of her former classmates were now working in cafes dotted around various cities, hoping to one day manage what Malin had just pulled off. Malin had certainly not been the biggest talent or the star of the course. Well, no Angelina Jolie, that's for sure. The only explanation Malin could come up with was that she fit the bill. She was the girl next door personified. Nothing over the top or pretentious about her. She was just adequately beige and would blend in anywhere. Good-looking enough, perhaps even adequately sexy if someone could give her a few pointers on body language and attitude. Just an ordinary girl. She was demurely ordinary, innocent, and radiated that sought-after characteristic of genuine kindness. Even if the film was supposed to praise the mediocre, Malin wished she was everything but kind and mediocre. She wanted to seduce anyone she fancied, have the ability to seduce a whole nation and perhaps the entire world. She mustn't mess up this chance. They were supposed to record a dating scene today, and he was there, of course, the main obstacle to her necessary success story. He, the person whose role in the film symbolized the good-hearted male foolishness, namely the other main character in the movie, her main opponent, Martin. He, too, had a lot in common with his screen character. They both had been picked because of their resemblance to the role descriptions. But the problem was not the characters as such. The problem was not the production side either. She felt incredibly at ease and professional with them. The problem was quite merely Martin. Martin, who both when acting and when he was just being himself backstage, made her heart pound as though it would skip right out of her chest, which exactly why he was the main obstacle keeping Malin from really throwing herself into her role 100% and delivering a first-class performance. She had to live with this torture every single day. Between takes, she tried to avoid him as much as possible, but today they were due to record a particularly intense scene. The equipment, the lights and cameras were all rigged around a table in a hip and trendy bar. The costumer had dressed Malin in a beautiful lilac dress with a deep scoop neck, dark smoky eyes and her hair pulled up in a retro 90s style Alice band. As if she had tried a little bit too hard. Martin Leisure wore a light gray suit jacket with a white shirt, the top two buttons undone and his hair was boyishly combed to the side. They took a seat at the table with spotlights all around them. The director told them what she was looking for in this particular scene, and it would be great if their eyes sparkled with fireworks and emotional charge. Martin paid attention, hung on her every word, and his puppy eyes were fixed on her. Utterly delicious. Just one glance at that man could make you swoon. Sparks were already flying and setting Malin alight. If only she would be able to convey that with a look, and if only she would remember her lines. Lights, camera, action. OMG, here we go, Malin thought to herself. There was always a slight sense of trepidation, a rush of adrenaline. The scene that they were supposed to film was an extended version of a Tinder date. Malin looked deep into Martin's dark blue eyes. He met her gaze and then looked down her cleavage.